I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News that makes you money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
And the Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. We now know the cost of treatment for the COVID-19 drug remdesivir. And joining us with the latest is Michelle Cortez, health reporter, Bloomberg News, based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Michelle, welcome back to the program. Let's say you are a COVID patient and your doctor prescribes remdesivir as part of your therapy. You are at an in-network hospital. What is the out-of-pocket cost to you?
So it's going to depend on your insurance, but the government is going to be covering the cost of it for patients themselves who are part of Medicare. But it depends for every different person what kind of health insurance they have. The pricing of remdesivir is interesting because they actually are using different prices depending on what kind of insurance you have. So it's a little bit over $3,000 if you are a privately insured person. It's around $2,500 if you're covered by the government, by Medicare. And depending on how much your insurance does, because it's given to you, it's intravenous, it's in the hospital. It's not like you're going to the pharmacy and picking it up and having to pay a copay.
Now, remdesivir, I mean, it's not the magic bullet when it comes to treatment, but it did make some, it is an antiviral drug. It's already been out there. And through testing, they discovered, the researchers did, doctors did, that it did make some progress in mitigating symptoms and getting you out of the hospital a lot faster than before.
Exactly. It shows that it helps you get out of the hospital about 4 days earlier. And there was a trend to suggest that the drug might also increase survival rates, so improve your chances of surviving a coronavirus infection. They just need longer studies to see if that is in fact the case. So hopefully we'll be getting those. The thing, though, that's important to remember here, Rob, is that this is really the only thing that we have. There is one study that showed that the steroid dexamethasone helps, but the only actually approved drug that has studies behind it, or it's available under this emergency use authorization, is remdesivir. So if there's something to get, this is it.
And then very quickly, Michelle, the World Health Organization, with a less than sunny assessment of where we are globally in the fight against COVID.
You know, it was a terrible weekend. I don't know if people really realize it. We passed 10 million infections, 500,000 deaths from this virus that didn't even exist. We first heard about this virus 6 months ago tomorrow. So it's crazy. And the WHO said the worst is yet to come.
Well, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're going to end on a high note today. Michelle Cortez, health reporter with Bloomberg News in Minneapolis, Minnesota.